Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Australia, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick is out preaching parish missions in Australia's Gold Coast, though he's from the province of St. Albert the Great in the United States. His preaching is entitled, Are We Ministers of God's Mercy?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 23 to 26. Jesus said, Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You who pay your tithes of mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, good faith. These you should have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out gnats and swallowing camels. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You who clean the outside of the cup and dish and leave the inside full of extortion and intemperance. Blind Pharisees, clean the inside of the cup and dish first, so that the outside may become clean as well. The Gospel of the Lord. I will be forever grateful to Pope Francis for writing a word into the law for those who administer in the church. Mercy. We have been way too concerned with the letter of the law and forgotten that we are agents of God's love and mercy. Today, Jesus also wants to teach another important law, that there is a gradation in laws. Some are way more important than others. The gospel today has Jesus speaking in stern language, so unlike the way he formerly does, because he is condemning the Pharisees and scribes and their enforcement of the law. They were known for strict adherence to the law. Law had to be enforced to the finest detail. The more obedient you were, the more holy. It also gave them control of the people, because they could always find something wrong with the way the people lived. They loved following Jesus and finding that either he or his followers had broken a law. Jesus called them blind guides. They were more concerned with excluding than including. Too many priests today are still concerned with the excluding. Pope Francis, in his writing, The Joy of the Gospel, says something very different. He says this, I prefer a church which is bruised, hurting and dirty because it has been out on the streets rather than a church which is unhealthy from being confined and from clinging to its own security. Jesus talks today of enforcing the law with justice, mercy, and good faith. This should be the basis of our behavior as ministers of the gospel. Sister Joan and I have just concluded a long tour of the Diocese of Townsville, one of the largest dioceses of Australia in geographical size. We have been primarily concerned with Pope Francis and his letter, The Joy of Love, about the Church's teaching on marriage. Too many people have been excluded from receiving sacraments from a too strict interpretation of marriage laws. It has been an open wound in our church. St. Francis says we have to be like Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman at the well in John's Gospel, chapter 4, gently and lovingly and with a sense of humour. He also urges people to make up their consciences on the merciful judgment of God rather than on the letter of the law. A simple question: where do you think you stand before God? With this tool, we were able to bring people back to the sacraments by becoming more aware of God's forgiving love for them. I have been long convinced of that, and what a joy it has been to be an agent of God's mercy. Thank you for listening.